At 6:06, it is clear and 76 degrees in Tulsa this morning. We do have an ozone alert for us, and we're expecting a high this afternoon of 94. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. Well, be sure all of the tags are off the new clothes this morning. Students return to class today in the Tulsa Public Schools. The law officers are stressing safety in and around the school zones. Oklahoma Highway Patrol Captain George Brown says there has been an increase in backing accidents, and that's an area of special concern.
So in parking lots and backing your vehicle in and out of a school, especially those teenage new drivers, we ask that they do a 360 walk around. Make sure no one's behind your vehicle before you back it up. And most always the safest way to pull into a parking lot is to back your vehicle in a parking space so you can just pull forward and out.
Brown also says getting a ticket into school zone or passing a school bus with red flashing lights could be considered reckless driving. He says that could lead to you losing your driver's license. Results of an ACT report show more of Oklahoma's graduating high school seniors appear ready for college. The report shows 23% of the 2013 graduates tested as college ready in subjects of English, reading, science, and math. That number is up from 20% in each of the previous 2 years. An Oklahoma man suspected of killing his mother and abducting his 6-year-old son has been captured in North Texas. Police yesterday apprehended 38-year-old Robert Connor III at a hotel with his son, Declan. Louisville, Texas Police Captain Jay Powell says they learned that Connor and his son may be in their town early yesterday morning.
We flooded the area and did find his car parked in a parking lot of a hotel. Once we found that, we just went inside and sure enough found that he was registered inside as a guest.
Connor is a former Glenpool High School teacher. An Amber Alert issued in Osage County said that Connor was wanted for the shooting death of the child's grandmother near Sand Springs. A couple of experts from the Bureau of Prisons are in Tulsa this week looking at the management structure and other aspects of the Tulsa jail. Sheriff Stanley Gland says they're part of a research study group that goes across the nation inspecting corrections facilities and making recommendations.
If they see things that we can improve on, they'll do that too. We also have gone out for quotes on someone to come in and look at the cost of actually keeping one inmate for a day. So we'll have some cost figures. When we sit down to negotiate with the city over the jail contract, they wanted this information, so we're trying to put it together for them.
Glenn says the study is an outside look at the jail operations to see if there are improvements to be made or ways to save money. Oklahoma health officials are keeping a close eye on a measles outbreak in Texas. No cases of measles have been reported in Oklahoma since 1997. Officials say they're concerned because measles is very contagious and spreads like wildfire. Tulsa officials say a hiring freeze for the city will continue indefinitely. Mayor Bartlett says he wants to see sales tax revenue stabilize before that freeze is lifted.
At least to where we can be pretty certain that the future is going to be relatively consistent.
So far, revenue projections have been below budget expectations this year. Our weather forecast, an ozone alert for Tulsa County today, sunny and hot with a high of 94. It will be clear tonight, 71 for an overnight low. And tomorrow, more heat and again, a high of 94. National Weather Service radar shows us no precipitation. Now at 610, it is mostly clear and 76. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.